This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today thanked US President Donald Trump for his warm Diwali greetings on a personal phone call. In a social media post, Mr. Modi emphasized the enduring strength of the India and US partnership. He said, "On this festival of lights, may the two great democracies continue to illuminate the world with hope and stand united against terrorism in all its forms." U.S. President Donald Trump participated in Diwali celebrations at White House yesterday and extended his warm greetings to the people of India and Indian Americans on the occasion. During initial remarks, the U.S. President praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi, calling him a great person and a great friend, while highlighting U.S.-India ties in trade and regional peace. Gujarati community across the world is celebrating New Year today. In Gujarat, New Year, which is popularly known as Beshtu Varsh, is celebrated on the first day of Kartik month of Hindu calendar, Vikram Samvat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat and Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will exchange New Year greetings with the people. Govardhan Puja is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. In Uttar Pradesh, Govardhan Puja is being celebrated with religious fervor and devotion, especially in Mathura and Vrindavan area, where followers of Lord Krishna have gathered in large numbers. More from our correspondent.
Foreigners, locals, as well as tourists and pilgrims from all over the country are worshipping Lord Krishna at various temples of Mathura, Vrindavan and performing parikrama of sacred hillock Govardhan. Abhishek with milk will be done in the main temples of Govardhan, such as Dan Ghati, Mukut Mukharvind and Jatipura Mukharvind around 12 noon. Devotees are offering lavish chappan bhog to the god and making a mountain of food called Annakoot. People also decorate their cows on this occasion and worship them. It is a tradition to offer jaggery and rice to the cows on this occasion. With Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Deepmala Kaushik, Akashwani News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended heartfelt greetings to Home Minister Amit Shah on his birthday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Shah is widely admired for his dedication to public service and hard-working nature. The Prime Minister said that the Home Minister has made commendable efforts to strengthen India's internal security apparatus and ensure every Indian leads a life of safety and dignity. Mr. Modi prayed for Mr. Shah's long and healthy life. The Centre and Ladakh's representatives will resume their talks in New Delhi today. This will be the first set of talks after September 24 violence in Leh. Earlier, the scheduled talks of the high-powered committee constituted under the chairmanship of Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, was called off due to September 24 event. On the invitation of the Home Ministry, a delegation consisting of 10 key representatives of Ladakh, headed by former MP and chairman of Apex Body Leh, Supsan Chewang, will represent in the meeting with the senior officials of the Home Ministry. Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the regional connectivity scheme Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik or Uran has facilitated over 1.56 crore passengers through 3.23 lakh flights in 9 years. Uran scheme was launched on 21st of October 2016 under the National Civil Aviation Policy. Addressing an event in New Delhi organized to mark the 9th anniversary of the scheme, Civil Aviation Secretary Samir Kumar Sinha highlighted that Uran has been a transformational initiative aimed at making air travel affordable and accessible to the common citizen. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to continue the scheme beyond April 2027 through an expanded Uran framework, focusing on connectivity with hilly, northeastern and aspirational regions and the development of around 120 new destinations. In women's cricket, South Africa beat Pakistan by 150 runs in a rain-affected round-robin league match of ICC World Cup in Colombo last night. Marizanne Cabb's all-round brilliance and Laura Wolwadit's elegant 90 helped South Africa in crushing Pakistan via DLS method. And that is the end of this news bulletin.